Our being together like this is a wonderful connection, and therefore we will sing Milarepa's song on called the Song of Meaningful Connections. In general, one should think, what is the significance of connections? Think of different cases of connection in general in your life, and in the course of events, and not only think of it in general like that, but also what makes those connections most meaningful, what is most essential about the connections that happen. That is why we will be singing this song by the Lord of Yogins, Milarepa, dealing with these two matters, because he presents an approach for analyzing connections in one's life. He gives some examples of connections and speaks of what makes them most meaningful. So
the Goetang was Songo Nika Yure, Goetang Bokozo Kande Yapoha Kogumado, Melare Parang, Dunjanam Kalagom Jan and Digere. Goy, Mikpate. Then a song that's a Melare per song summer, then Melare per Ladrup and Yambu Yungri.
So we have songs both by the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, as well as by the Lord of Gursampa, the Lord of the Vulture Nest. We don't know exactly how he looked, but we do know how Milarepa looks. We have seen tankas and statues of him, so we know how his physical form was. So it would be easy for us to visualize him in front of us in the sky while we are singing the songs, and think that the teachings are coming directly from him while we are singing. In doing it in this way, we will be doing a Milarepa sadhana practice.
Tanda Milarepa Sungor da Goetang pa Sungor da so nga tsu tene ngor dong go bijun sin karre sa na Milarepa da Goetang pa da so drop-top chenpo re, tokpan thunpo re, sinap chenpo re, tela tenita nga tsu lo tanga yo.
Why are we singing these songs by Milarepa and Gursampa? It's because they were great Mahasiddhas. They had high realization and great blessing. And therefore, we are singing their songs in order to participate in that.
Tony Gomri Mire, Tony Gomri, the Indike, Jaminike, Parinzike, Girizike, Sibinke, Mambula Jogire, Tene, Narangachula, Gaboyona, Tene, Tony Gomri, the Lord Natana, Tap Devo, Le Lavo, Go Le Lavo Zoyere, Te Lorona. Rava?
In general, most of you have received many Dharma teachings and have also received many empowerments. And also Rinpoche's teachings are available in various forms. For example, his teachings on the progressive stages of meditation on emptiness have been translated into English, into Greek, into German, into Spanish, into French. They're easily available. And if you feel inspired by Rinpoche's teachings, then he is suggesting that you study this book carefully, and this will facilitate your understanding of the teachings on the fundamental nature of mind.
Tene tumung seyo ngondo lodo namba yedang, tumung mayimba nanga ngondo bom yedang, tene yedam je nyamni la sopa zo na, tene Tanda Lama Trahita Lama Chodup Doje Konyi Tana Tujun Do Yog Dere Kong Namni Tene Dokan Le Yog Re Nyamne Mambo Sova Re Tene Konyi Ka Nang Re Konyi Le Kyo Na Yabu Do Rava Te Ne Sordi Khe Kogu Ma Do Khe Kogu Che Nehe gogomare, konye lihune de gano. Hagoswa.
We have also many practices available. They are the common outer preliminary practices in form of the four considerations that turn the mind. There are the four inner preliminaries with the 100,000 practices of each of those, followed by the practice of the various Yidam deities. And for your practice of these, or to help you with your practice of these, there are two resident lamas, Lama Taishi and also Lama Chodo Dorje, are here continually. So you can ask them to help you with understanding these and practice them. These are lamas who have done the intensive retreat practice and are very capable in helping you.
Da kamala chela khangba ja chembo koyambo do lamani yogde bakapso tene ka chi khu nyamni son zona tuka bia po yere tuchu ya po yere kone kin ya po yere khangba ja chembo do lama yong do te kapso nyamni zona ya po do.
At Kamala Shila you have very good conditions for practicing dharma. You have a big house and two resident lamas. So there is ample opportunity for practicing well.
Kache Kangba Chembo Yo Loma Mambo Yo Lama Mikale Kabodo. Kache Lama Yona Yang Lama Yo Loma Yona Yang Kangba Mikale Kabodo. Tanda Dana Kangan Zomba Kapsa Tini Ta Tinder Koniki Yabo Yore Tikapso Tini Yamni Yabo Zogore.
No.
Arbe.
Lare. There are some places where there is a big, a nice big house and many students, but no lama. And in other places, there's a lama and many students, but no house. But here you have both. You have two lamas and a wonderful huge house. So it makes a very good connection for practicing dharma, so you should use this opportunity and practice well.
Lobjong send the payona, the name Aranga, Loma, Ningba, Lo, Lo, Jong, and Niko, Lobjong says some by said Sarva Yoret, is it Sanitin, Lobjong Sena, Lobjong Le Labo Togre, Lamsang Pekin, Jor, Lobjong Le Labo Zotogre. Mama Yan, Denny, Ransong Dodi, Kalo, Denny, Lokaki, Lobjong Tevere, Rava, Chuni Nanji, and Nanji. Then Rawa Lobjong Zona. Then Lobjong Le Lavazo Togre, Germany, Dawin and Germany Kela Lamsang, Lobjong Te Togre, Yabozo Togre. Rava? Lobjong said the Lobjong Higogono, Yabo Higo the Mado, Kedak Pengamare, Lobjong Te Yabo Hakogono. Then the Lomaning Batu Lobjong Tena, then Lamsang Kajam Gogomare, Yang Lobjong Yabozo Togre. Then Jui Lamada, Junjo de Tazo, Inji Kela and Yuran, Germany Kela and Yusanda Rava.
So there is also ample opportunity for study. For example, the texts like the Bodhicaryavatara, the distinguishing phenomena and pure being, distinguishing the middle from the extremes, these two texts of Maitreya, and many other texts. You can study together with some of the older students of Rinpoche who have been studying for 15 to 20 years and who are able to translate these texts for you directly from the Tibetan straight into German or French or whichever language you speak. So tremendous opportunities for working with Dharma now, and also many texts have been translated into the various languages. So some of these you can study on your own. So this should be done. It's something that's important to know the contents of these texts. The point is not that these are famous texts and one just thinks of them as being very famous and leaves it at that. They should be studied. One should know the contents of them. There's no particular difficulty in doing that now, since there are so many teachers available. They mentioned Karl Rongjin Dorje has been teaching several texts here for some years now, the distinguishing phenomenon of pure being, and also distinguishing the middle from the extremes, and possibly several others.
Lorek da tarek zo yore karma patemba chuda jam tu sema ri yong jam so le dyne zo yore ten jam ne ke le jo yore ka che lob jong zo yo wa yo ten ne yang yin da la lob jong te tu ne zo ne de ge de ka che yang che ma la ga bo yo na jam ne ke le jo yo che na so le la bo yo.
And some of you may be interested in the study of valid cognition, and this is also these texts are available, one called Lorik and one called Tarik, which are texts composed by Kempe Rinpoche in Tibetan, and which Carl has studied extensively. So if you are interested in texts like this, then you can study them together with him. These two texts were written as commentaries on the Kamapa Chudang Jiaosu's text, large, very extensive text on the study of valid cognition. Kempe Rinpoche has also composed a text called the Miraculous Key, which is related, which is presented in a logical fashion. And this is a commentary on the Treasury of Knowledge by Jamgon Lodo Taye, whose text is extremely large and densely packed. It's 10 very difficult chapters to read. And these are not translated at this point. So Rinpoche has written this condensed version of these 10 very extensive chapters in order to make...
Chapter ne cho leva yip cho re. Ne cho ne re re la leva yip cho tam re.
Yeah, it's a question of what you call a chapter. There are 10 sections and 4 chapters, or 10 chapters and 4 sections, however you want to translate it. Each section has 4 parts. So each of the 10 major divisions of the text has 4 subdivisions. So altogether it comes out to 40. And the Rinpoche has extracted the most important, the most essential points from each of these, and presented in this text, which Carl is now in the process of translating into German. So it will also be possible to study that in the future.
Jumsin te tabla tinte, tanda malare padang, goitang, but sungor te se hi, natu, gortanguyo, lotanguyre. Akuson. Tene, te jumsin te, tanda, jictin te, tene, chetang jictin, jictin the mulam dang, choda tabare, nandong yen me pa mulam choda tabare, jictin the jura yang jopon jopon robot to ture, tene malare padang, goitang, but the sola sorva tap. gortas dona, snap chimbo yere, neba yungre. Hakosana, topan tumbo yere. Tijam singer.
For the reasons that Rinpoche has been explaining in the course of the teachings here, we will now sing the songs of Milarepa and Gusam. And then Rinpoche reiterates briefly the reasons that he is referring to, namely that this world is something that is an appearance and emptiness. It appears, but at the same time is empty. So it is appearance and emptiness inseparable, like a dream, or like a reflection of the moon in the water. And we're living in a time when things are changing extremely quickly, which is a sign of impermanence, and also a sign of the fact that these appearances are in fact empty. So if we, at this kind of a time, open our minds to the teachings of Milarepa and Gusamba, it will be very beneficial, because these were yogis with a very high degree of realization, who therefore possess great blessing and are able to, in this way, give us the equipment we need to relate to the world around us.
Gordon, the Bacapso, Malarepala, the Indian Namkala Gom, Gordon, Malarepe, Songbar Samte, Gomna Yang Degendo, Yang Dranzin, Namdogo, Mola, Sorte, the Gomna, Yang Degendo, Dranzin, Namdogo, Mola, Sorte, the Yamariana, Saja Chimbukum, so Yungre, Malarepan, the Indian Namkala Gomne, Malarepan Gordas of Songbar San, Lam Nanjur, Malarepe, Ladrup Yungre. Dra rang yin me pala, dra la mik te, dra rang yin me pala mik na, dra rang yin me pa tang, dra ma ta pa ta, dra rang yin me pala mik na, tu ni ji gom yung re, dra la mik pa tu ni ji gom. Dran zin je nam do go ngo wo la tsor te te, nyambar ya na, dran zin je nam do sartong re, sartong la tsor te te, nyambar ya na, sa ja chen pa gom zon yung re, ra ba?
While we are singing the songs, you can think that in front of us in the sky is Milarepa, and the song that we are singing is his teaching coming directly from him. Or, if the language that you're singing the song in is one that you don't understand very well, then you can meditate in a different way. You can turn your attention one-pointedly towards the sound of the song, and meditate in that way on the impermanence of the sound, that it's continually disappearing, it doesn't stay, it's impermanent. In that way, it has no solid nature of its own. It's without substantial nature. Or you can also meditate on the... you can meditate by looking directly into the thought that perceives the sound and rest naturally relaxed within that essence. So if you look at these three meditation forms again, the first of them, where you visualize Milarepa in front while you're singing, is a sadhana practice, a guru yoga practice of Milarepa. The second one, where you are focusing your attention on the sound itself one-pointedly, and reflecting over the fact that it is impermanent and without substantial nature, there you are meditating on the emptiness. And when you turn your attention directly into the essence of the perception of the sound and rest naturally relaxed within the luminosity and emptiness, which is the very essence of the perception of the sound, there you are doing Mahamudra meditation. So in the same song, you have three different ways of meditating. To address the question of using this word song, in Tibetan it's not song, it's gur. And gur is a translation for the Sanskrit term doha, which means a song of realization. So it's not just a song, it's a realization outburst. But we don't have, remember she said in English, we have to call it song, we don't know what else to call it. In general, in the world, there is a tradition of singing lu songs, which one finds everywhere. If people are happy, they sing happy songs. If they're sad, they sing sad songs like the blues. Or in times of strife and aggression, where there's a lot of anger, one sings angry songs, like if we can call them military songs. And there's a tradition of Gesar of Ling singing warrior songs. There are in the world, one has these different expressions of one's emotional world in the form of song.
Wenn man sich jetzt die Liedersammlung von Milarepa anschaut, dann stellt man fest, dass die Lieder eigentlich drei verschiedene Perioden beschreiben. In der ersten Periode singt Milarepa hauptsächlich Lieder, die seinen Überdruss mit Samsara, mit den Erfahrungen von Samsara ausdrücken. Lieder über Vergänglichkeit, Lieder darüber, dass Phänomene keine wahre Existenz haben. Wenn in einer Stufe, wo er schon eine hohe Realisation erreicht hat, da sind die Lieder, die aus seiner Meditationserfahrung entspringen, wie die relative Welt nichts anderes ist als eine Illusion und wie die letztendliche Realität ist. Und in seiner letzten Phase, wo er schon sehr hohe Realisation erreicht hat, da singt er sehr viel über Gleichheit, die Gleichheit, fundamentale Gleichheit dessen, was wir als Gegensätze wahrnehmen. Die fundamentale Gleichheit von Gut und Schlecht, Freund und Feind, die Untrennbarkeit von Samsara und Nirvana.
Denn wenn man zu Lottang, der Lottlatin, Semnen Jorwa, Mandrava, Nazo, Jungwa, De, Semje Nelo, Ngoma, De, Nyam Nyitang, Oesar, Yimbatare, Semje Nelo, Ngoma, De, Nyam Nyi, Oesar, Yimbalatin, Lo la tiene,
when we are singing the songs, we may find this produces many different kind of reactions within us. By singing some of the songs, one may feel angry. By singing some of the songs, one may feel renunciation. By singing some of the songs, one may feel depa, faith.
Uh,
And the fact that one experiences different reactions to the songs is a sign that the fundamental nature of one's mind is clear light, which is an equality or a neutral kind of state. And because it is this neutral or equal nature, it is possible to react in various ways. If the nature of mind were truly one thing, one kind of a state, for example, if the nature of the mind were a blissful thing, then one could only react in that way. Since it is not fixed as being one particular kind of a thing, but is open and equal in its nature, it's possible to react in many different ways. And that's in fact the fact that we react in many different ways is a sign that it is of such a nature.
Tena ta tambo thoma tende dan tende ji ningbo gang yin ba ai la ngi hi che we che de tende ningbo lo jik da.
So to start with, we will sing this song of meaningful connections in order to gain certainty about connections and what is most meaningful or most essential to them. So now we should meditate on the connections that were mentioned in the song and what was named in the song as the essential point or what makes the connection meaningful. And the way to meditate on them is to take the verses one by one, take the connections mentioned one by one, and what makes them meaningful, and reflect over the meaning of those. That is a form of meditation. So why is this a form of meditation? If you look at the context of the shamatha practice, where one is concentrating on the skandhas, dhatus, and ayatanas, this form of focus of the attention is called a skillful focus, because one takes each of these one by one and works through them systematically many times, such that finally you become very skillful at it, and when you when you start with the first one, then the others will follow automatically because of the skill that you've gained in working with these in a systematic fashion. So this brings your mind to settle in a peaceful state. So it's called the shamatha practice. And similarly, in reflecting over the meaning of the connections mentioned here and what makes them meaningful, one is able to extract the essential meaning of these and rest one's mind within that, a form of meditation. So Rinpoche will test you on this. So he will in the second session today, he will call on somebody to tell him how many connections are there, and how many essential points, or what makes the connection meaningful, are there, and what are they? You know, what is the connection? What is the meaningful point in the connection? Or he said also, it's enough if you're able to tell him the meaningful point. Like, for example, in this one verse it says, what gives this link its meaning is when persevering heart bone beats, that refers to diligence, perseverance or diligence. So you have to at least be able to mention the essential point for each one.
Chu yang da ba dropa la mata ba ya bo ding go re mata ba ma din ne chu se na chu de chu yang da ba yong to go ma re di se na mata ba tren ba de kar chen bo re ta de ne je lo da
na now we will sing
now
in German
German
the song eight things to remember. This song deals with the subject of impermanence, and it's
essential.
So these are eight things which one must remember. And now Rinpoche is giving me an examination on this. I have to be able to recount these eight, and I'm not allowed to look at the text. I have to look up into the sky.
Yeah.
Ja, so würde ich sagen, das sind acht Punkte, die man wirklich erinnern muss, weil an die man denken muss. Und während wir gesungen haben, wurde Jim gleich einer Prüfung unterzogen, und er musste auswendig diese acht Punkte Rinpoche erzählen. Er durfte nicht in den Text gucken, er musste in den Himmel schauen.
Yeah.
So I have to give the essential point of each verse, what it is that is left behind. So the first is that one has to leave.
So if you
remember these eight things, then this way of remembering impermanence will be very useful for your Dhamma practice. For example, you will understand that enemies are impermanent, friends are impermanent, and so on, and your Dhamma practice will go well. The impermanence of enemies and friends is an important point because it is those, someone who was your worst enemy, if that person becomes your friend, then it becomes the best friend. And if someone who was your best friend becomes your enemy, it becomes your worst enemy.
Oh, hi. Ta chiran lo kare yo. Ore ta lo la da ba chon ni ta. Indi ke.
things that tend to be misleading.
Kanyi senpa kapsa loba karre, maloba karre hi gogondo. Loba ta maloba chepar ma hi na yang chu yabu drop to gomare. Ah, hi.
Erst singen wir auf Englisch das Lied 12 Things That Tend to Be Misleading.
That it is important to know what will deceive you and what is not deceptive. One has to be able to distinguish between those in leading one's life, and it becomes especially important in the practice of Dharma. One has to know what is misleading and what is not in order to practice Dharma correctly.
Lowly activities tend to mislead you. I choose what is genuine, that's what I'm living for. Distractions that go with possessions will tend to
So here we have 12 things that tend to be misleading, and you should reflect over these. When the factor is mentioned as being deceptive, do you agree with that? Is that something that really is deceptive, and what is it about it that is deceptive? What is it about it that will mislead you? And the opposite of that, how is it, in what sense or in what way is that not misleading? We should reflect over this. So let's take the first of these, for example, the worldly activities. How are these misleading? And Rishi is asking the question, are they really misleading? And what is actually misleading about them? Is it that they are only misleading temporarily, but at the time that you die, then they're no longer misleading? Or what is the sense of this, that they mislead you? Rinpoche pointed out that the word misleading itself refers to something that you can't depend on, something that you can't rely on fully. So if we take the a case of worldly dharmas, or as the text says literally, or worldly activities, worldly work, one of the primary examples of that would be to be a king, or to be a president, or to be a minister. And people who have this type of work have a great deal to do. They have a lot of difficulties to cope with while they're doing it. And when they've finished doing it, then they get into a lot of trouble because they did it. This is a sign that these activities are without any substantial core, or that they are, that they are basically without any substantial meaning, or they have nothing within them that has a lasting quality. There are some whose worldly activities consist in building or owning large buildings, for example, skyscrapers. Or very high buildings with many floors. And sometimes it happens that these buildings collapse, and all of the people in them are killed, and all of the things that were in there are destroyed. There's nothing substantial about these buildings, even though they're extremely high. They have no substantial core. There's nothing actually constituting them in reality. They're not truly existent. So to think that they are truly existent is misleading, is a delusion. Rinpoche doesn't have to explain that to any great degree, because you can see that for yourself on the television. You can see the deceptive, insubstantial nature of high buildings.
And
sometimes it happens that people in the buildings, if the building catches on fire, there can be many hundreds or many thousands of people who are trapped inside the building and can't get out and die in the fire. And so this is a case of great suffering arising because of something which doesn't even have a substantial essence.
Naso kangba ji gogun do myin roba te kangba ji me ne hingdong cha da drag sing le de to gum do tundro na yin sen de to gum do kangba ji gogun do ene yang kangba ha jang chen bo da mang bo la hien cha zo na de ne lo bi chu jin cha gre dong a zo gre no marbe
as human beings we have to live we live in houses. We can't live like animals living in the trees or under the trees. We have to live in houses, but if one gets caught up in attachment to the house and the idea of having many houses and relating to them as being something truly existent, then great suffering will result from that.
And
if you are a person who has no house and his own does not own a house but has to rent a house from somebody else, you shouldn't be discouraged about that or sad about it, because at the time of death, even the owner of the house will lose the house. And the owner of the house, when it comes time to die, will probably have greater suffering than you. So in fact, it probably the case is if you don't own a house, you don't have all of the trouble connected with it, so it's, you have less suffering than the person who owns it.
Sukpo yang sewa chuchin re, jom sen kar re, ten sang japin te so la ma sukpo cha, zota jik zu te ya po chong, ni pa jik zu te ya po chong, te le che se sumpa jik zu, tene ha chan chen po zo te, tene lambro ma chong nyongi mi, tene tang po cha, ha ko song hai, tang po zota jik zu,
zota
kar re,
factory
jik zu, te le ka ya po chong, tarong zota ni pa jik zu, Then Yabojo, Tane Tele Chesajizo. Then Lambro Majum, Trangocha, Kaleka Buchaganduce. Hakuzon
Lambro,
Nyachaka, Nyungi Majum Zota Zone, Nyungi Majum, Natane, Ungomadova Yapo Hako Majona, Ducha Jacuzon Tambo Zota Chick Zone Yabojo, Ni Zone Yabojo. Then Tele Chimbojizo. Then the Leka Yapo Domaso. Then the Kaleka Puchaso. Kahe, then the Leka Yamado, Kaleka Budo. Donga Mambuzo, the Techerans Hako, you. Tesu Tamje. Then Rabble the Sam, the Malade, Benjikin, Chujo, Lolanda, Sumbate, Kandes, and Logando, Sanotango.
So we take the second point of the worldly possession.
Japan attend our Doxitanta.
Supo.
Hajan supporters of the name or whatever.
No.
Yes.
No. The suffering coming from destruction, or the way in which possessions.
Rich people.
The way in which possessions can be deceptive. So Rinpoche gave an example of the deceptiveness of possessions from the historical development of things in Japan. Where a number of factories were built, things went very well, and because things were going well, then they built more factories, and things were still going well, so they built even bigger factories, and then suddenly things were not going so well. Somehow the inflation involved in it got out of hand, the whole thing got too big, the economy no longer supported it, and people suddenly were unemployed, and so on. So because of the greediness of wanting to be more and more wealthy, being attached to this wealth and trying to get more and more, it turned into the opposite. The more wealthy they got, then suddenly they became poor. So that's an example of the deceptiveness of possession. Rinpoche said in general we have to have some possessions, but one has to take care that one doesn't have this kind of attachment to it, where the possession turns into a deceptive trap.
In Zamling de la Supote, a new young re, orpo mambore, orpo kaki, yamare, top jaya, matop kaleka bondo, in a young, same joya yamare, heba capso, support the tramboni, lamga chikware, lamga chikwache yungare, cheba mevate, heba capsore, supo yang kanga yan and dogundo, orpo yang yaya kamado, yanogre, taro. Supo heba capsu, Jubze la sam, the donga chimboyere, or bola kayan donga zogomodo, Jubze jitunda la donga mudo, Chetang donga heba donga yugre, Ina yanga o heso, nga Jubze carreo, nga Jubze de trola dogre, nga mate trola doso, Jubze trola dogre, samba donga gogomare. Abosome. Tisena, Jomi, Urpo ina, sempam gomare. Urpo, poor people.
So in fact, if you look at the number of rich people on this planet, they aren't very many. There are a far greater number of poor people. And the poor people, many of them have trouble even getting food to eat day by day. But when it comes time to die, then they both come out at the same point because the rich person has to give up everything he has and becomes like the poor person who never had anything to give up. But the poor person at the time of death has has nothing to leave, so there's less suffering. There's less to worry about, less to give up, and so they have less that they're sad about. In general, they have the suffering of dying, but it's not such a catastrophe as for a rich person who's thinking of all of these things that have to be left behind, and everything that he's losing, and everything that he's used his whole life to get it, and now he loses it. So the suffering is far greater. So she said, don't worry about not having much.
Take a choke, but the rats and gender by choke, 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 say jete, Ranlan Kamba Chung Jong, Jona, Tigre, Ranlan Matsi, Saya, Konyaji, Pesha, Pesha, Mambo, Mina, young, T. Chokeba, Taga Rang, the Quala, choke, he said. Hagoson,
Hagoson,
no choke, choke, Yona, a chuja lolo, choke, de, choke, on a day so poor, eh? Choke, mina, joke, I say, on a Urbocha, Tarong Gogodo. Tarong gogono. Choki ona tene supore, tago, the rang degree, tago gomondo, goyagasam
no
yomore. Choki bala supo yavare. Tanda, droptops is only young yere. Choki bata supore. Choki mina supermare. Pains in a tarong gogre to gogodo.
So, in general, we can say that the person who is satisfied with what they have is the rich person. So satisfied with what you have means if you have a small house, you're happy with that. If you don't have much, whatever you have to eat, you're satisfied with that. Whatever you have of possessions is okay. That is a rich person, whereas someone who does not have this satisfaction always has to have more, and then more again, and then more again. So that leads to poverty, or it is an attitude of poverty, a feeling of not having what one needs. So there are many songs and teachings of the realized masters expressing exactly this point. It is the satisfied person who is the rich one.
Dokso Juni and Dor Dona Tambichu Sena Malovare, Tambichu Yapo Sena Tendela Yankipo Yungre, Lova Yomare, Chibacapso Yan Donga Yungomare, Lova Yungomare, Pardo Layan Jigra Yungomare, Jeva Samalayan, Jeva Zango Langre, then Lova Mapate, Chujin Yamli Yapo Sena, then Lova Mapare.
In this song, there are 12 specific instances of deceptive phenomena. Named, and for each of them is named a particular case of something which is not deceptive. But in general, we could sum them all up by saying that which is not deceptive is the practice of Dharma. Because if you practice Dharma properly, you will be happy in this life, and you will also be happy at the time of death. You will not be deceived during the bardo, and when it comes to time to be reborn, you will also have a good situation. So the practice of the Dharma is that which will not deceive you.
Teta Lovatamalova Chepari Hite, Tambuchu Jinyami, Seno, Nanga Deva Tavare, Nanga Deva Kandis Tavare, Te Hibachedo, Nanjur Deva Junit Lotango.
So through practicing Dharma, one finds that which does not deceive, which does not trick you. And in not being misled, you achieve inner happiness. So now we will look at a song of Milarepa's called The 12 Forms of Yogic Joy to seek a little bit more closely at this inner happiness.
Wenn man mit dem Dharma praktiziert, dann bewegt man sich auf einen Weg, der einen nicht
good song. Good song. So nam de tam jeze tonne nibe da namba. Jega namje balam roba, seben tolen roba roba. Munjor limbo, kuye trashisho, yena doja, songe trashisho, tada treme, toke trashisho, jarve kuson toje trashisho. Nendere nimo dele, sindel, nime konyan dele, nimsen tato dele, kunjo somje trashisho. Yeah.